Ruach HaKmah. Samir, thing to say. That is so nice to meet you. So nice to meet you. God bless you. Thank you for what you've done.
Before we even begin, I know we're. Where's your
business?
Before we even. That's fine for now, thank you. Before we even begin, I just want to, as Avi was just beginning on Imamin, it's impossible. It's not possible to begin an evening. Erev Shabbos in Tammuz and Av, for the Jewish people, for us not to stop for a moment as we're sitting here eating, and which is wonderful to eat and to drink and to schmooze and to feel achdus and to feel love and togetherness. It's impossible. It's impossible for us not to know deep in our hearts, and some a little bit not as deep because it's more clear, but each and every one of us here, each and every one of us are thinking of the Jewish people, of Klal Yisrael, of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, of the hostages, of the soldiers, of the little kids, my grandson included, my children included, who have hurt and fear from sirens. From sirens. Anyone who's been in Eretz Yisrael, who's here now, when you hear a motorcycle, July 4th, seeing an airplane in the sky, those who know what I'm saying know what I'm saying. And it's affected each and every one of us. Klal Yisrael is one. We are echad. We are one. Just like when your finger hurts and your pinky hurts and you have a splinter in your pinky, your whole, you hurt, it hurts. So as we begin the evening together, and it's so humbling to be here, but it's impossible, especially Tammuz of Ro'i L'chol Yarei Shemayim, to be doyeg, to think about the Beis HaMikdash, which means for us to think about Bar Avram Ben Julia, all of us who know, representing all of the hostages, who knows right now as we sit here and have the beer and have the food and have, that's not, our avoda is to do what we're supposed to do here in Muncie, New York, and to sit and to fabring and to have food, and yes, that's our avoda. But just like when you're a kid, those who know, when you take a trip, what's the line they say? You're as happy as your least happiest kid. You take a trip, and there's the kid, one of your children is nauseous in the car, or one of your children is crying. So it's not bishlemus. And how appropriate to start off the evening. I want to sing more. I want to connect more and daven more together. Rabbi Yosef and his wife and his family. Everyone lives for Klal Yisrael. Every Jew lives for Klal Yisrael. There's no Jew who's not living for Klal Yisrael. Like I said, some were pnimi, and some you could see it wearing it on their sleeve. This is a house. This is a makom that is achenu kol beis Yisrael. This is a place that exists. These are people who are there for Klal Yisrael. All of us are there for Klal Yisrael. So for us in Tammuz, as we're getting closer and closer to the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av Emir Tashem, that we'll all be Zoicha kol Mesaval al Yushalayim, Zoicha v'roi b'simchasa. We're going to sing Achenu kol beis Yisrael. And if you don't feel it, you don't have to feel it. We just say the words, Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Together, as Klal Yisrael, we will never be able to enjoy 100%. We're not going to be able to enjoy until every child, until all of us, every one of us, are together. It's not about feeling. It's not about feeling, it's about recognizing and mentioning. It's like sitting at a family table and there's so much love and one of the children is missing. How could we not say, I miss one of our family members, and we're all a family. It's not cute, it's not a nice thought. It's the truth. It's MS. It's the MS. That we're all a family. And we have our brothers and sisters, our sons and daughters, our fathers and mothers who are not with us tonight together. And we acknowledge that. And we're with you. We're with the Jewish people. We're with every soldier. I don't even know. We don't even know. With that soldier who right now this is the second time I saw this beer. I have this Modelo. He doesn't have a cold beer. He's sweating, and he doesn't have a place to sleep. For what? For what reason? For Eretz Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, for us. To think of those hostages, forget about it. That's not even shayach to process. We can't even process something like that. So with that in mind, Rabbi Yosef, with your rishus, Rabbi Center, with your rishus, to begin, Achenu kol beis Yisrael. We're with you. We're with Achenu kol beis Yisrael.
Kol beis Yisrael, Achenu, Kol beis Yisrael, Hanisunim b'tzara u'bashim yom, Oimdim b'im b'yom u'b'im b'yom. Oh,
Oh,
It's a very difficult thing. It's a very difficult thing. Because the tzaddikim tell us as I mentioned before, Royal Chol Yarei Shamayim, to think about the Beis HaMikdash. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not a lashon of a. It's not a dvar musar. It's a halacha for each and every one of us, every Jew. But that's not what the. That's not what Chazal say. They say roy l'chol yarei shamayim. They say that anyone who has yirah shamayim has to be doyeg, has to worry about the Beis HaMikdash. It's a very interesting language that it says Roy L'chol Yarei Shamayim and not Roy L'chol Adam. And the tzaddikim tell us that because if you're lacking in Yarei Shamayim, which doesn't mean you're afraid Hashem's going to punish you also. That's also true. Halavai. Halavai. We should all, as the Gemara says, we should be so afraid. As Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Halavai. But it means Yira Malashin Ri'iya, to see Hashem. And when we have trouble, as the Kutzker says, as we say this all the time, we have to chazer it over all the time. Where is Hashem? Hashem is wherever we let Him in. And if Hashem is not somewhere within me, then I have to be doyeg. I have to worry about myself. I'm not even holding by the Beis HaMikdash. I can't even think of the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes when a person doesn't feel well, emotionally, physically, mentally, we have trouble thinking of other people because we first need to heal ourselves. We first need to be a Yorei Shamayim more. As the Ramchal says, Laman Yilmad, based on the Pasuk, Laman Yilmad, to learn Liras Hashem. People think you either have Yorei Shamayim or you don't have Yorei Shamayim. You have Emuna, you don't have Emuna. We work Emuna. They say it's Meloshen Vayyamen Es Hadasa by Mordechai, that he raised Esther. The Marav Shemesh says over that it's work to have Emuna. It takes work, like a garden. You could have Emuna today, and you lose your Emuna for tomorrow. You could have Yirah Shamayim today, and if we don't work on it, if we don't invest in it, Ashreinu, Ashreinu, that we're here together on a Thursday night, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, in Tammuz, as they say, is Rosh HaTevis, Zmanei Tshuva Memashmishin Ubayim. Tshuva is beautiful. Tshuva is sweet. Tshuva uplifts a person. Tshuva heals a person. And we're here together. Thank you so much, Rabbi Yosef and Mrs. Zupnik, together, Mitch, Michal, and your whole family. Your whole family. To come together each and every one of us, to come together to be machazik, ish esre'eyu yazoiru lochiv yoimer chazak. That's mamish all we need. We just need to be machazik each other. We just need to say good words to each other. That's all we need. That's all we need is to strengthen each other, to be humble to each other, our husbands and wives, mothers and daughters, fathers, sons, families. That's all we need. More love, more acceptance, more space. Slow. And we're here together. We're here together for one purpose. We're here to be machazik each other. We're here to love each other. We're here to forgive each other. The Zupnik family and the whole neighborhood. This is like a neighborhood over here. Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara. Shbizoicha b'schus. As the Goyin says, when you do chesed lamata, Hashem does chesed lamala. As the Shlo HaKadosh says, chesed kel kol hayoim. Every day, as the Gemaras we just learned, those who just learned daf yomi, Torah en chesed. This is a family of Torah en chesed. Mayase Adam Vinatsume Chevli Mashiach, from the pain, pangs of Mashiach, of the pain. We don't need any more pain. We don't need any more pain. We've suffered enough. Yasuk Betoiro Begmilus Chasadim. Hashem, look at this family. Every other week, Rabbi Yosef is in Eretz Yisrael, helping this one, going for this one, getting a bracha for this one, going to this one, coming. How could I help you? How could I this? It's not normal in a good way, Rabbi Yosef. I don't mean it, not normal in that way. Whatever normal is anymore. Family is a chizuk for all of us. It's a chizuk for me. It's a chizuk for me. You do chesed lamata, you don't always see it right away. You do for another Jew, you do for your son, you do for your daughter, you do for your parents, you do for your spouse. Forget about how amazing it feels for yourself. Forget about that. Roy l'chol yorei shamayim. If you can't, think about the Beis HaMikdash. Let's have rachmanos on ourselves. Let's have rachmanos on ourselves. How happy is a person? How happy are we? I just said it over. I got to say it over. I know I've been saying it, but I got to say it again and again. I don't even think it came out on audio yet, so it's okay. The last one. I just said it twice. No, this is the first time I said it. You got to hear this. This is crazy.
Do you mind if I light my cigar anymore?
You could light. It's on my house. Yeah, ask the host. I don't know.
He also doesn't mind anything. He's
fine. Okay. What is the halacha? Oh, you know what? We get to learn, as the Chafetz Chaim says, if there's one thing we get out of being together tonight, is that every person here learns one piece of halacha. It could take you 30 seconds of Hilchos Lashon Hara a day. Guaranteed, not from me, guaranteed from the Chafetz Chaim. Guaranteed from the Chafetz Chaim. That you won't talk Lashon Hara, we won't talk any Lashon Hara anymore, which is why we're still in Gullus. Chafetz Chaim writes, it's not my thing. The only reason we're sitting, I love your house, I love the pool, I love the neighborhood, I love Muncie, I love sushi, I love pizza, I love America. God bless America, and I mean that. We can clap. I mean that. Baruch Hashem, I'm an American, I'm a Yankee Doodle. I grew up in America. I love, for the old school, Rabbi Mester. We know old school. Rabbi Mester's a big tzaddik, I want everyone to know. He's a big tzaddik, Rabbi Mester.
Why do you say him and old school in the same sentence?
If I'm old school, Kolschke, he's older than me, it's okay. That's not a...
Old school.
Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, Chevrolet. You remember that one?
Yeah,
exactly. So we're American. We love America. We love America. We love America.
You were saying today that Lashon Hara.
Thank you, Avi. We love the pools. We love the houses. We love the money. I'm talking about myself. I'm Amish. I'm raising money for yeshivas. I got to say that. We love the houses. We love the money. We're Americans and we love to be. Thank you, Hashem. America is beautiful. A Medina of Chesed. Beautiful. Beautiful. But this is not where we want to be. This is not where we belong. It has nothing to do with a political, I'm not saying a political statement right here. It doesn't matter if you consider anyone who knows me a little bit knows you're not going to get the word Ches Reish Dalet Yud. For those who can't spell, ask the person next to you. I'm not Ches Reish Dalet Yud. I don't say words like that. I don't say words like modern. We don't talk like that. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew. It's not a political statement. Oh, Rabbi Fisher is a Zionist. I'm a Jew, and Judaism teaches it's not about Rav Kook or the Satmar Rebbe. It's about Judaism. And if any Talmud Chacham here, yeah, thank you. And if there's any Talmud Chacham here who wants to challenge me on that, I would love to be proven that maybe I'm not right. I'm not trying to be right. I'm trying to go in the ways of the tzaddikim. It's all I'm trying to do. I'm actually trying to be a good husband. I'm not even trying to go in the ways of the tzaddikim, which is actually the way to be the tzaddikim who are good husbands, and trying to be a good father. I'm a big talker. I'm here in America for some time. But this is not where we belong. I know the steak is good, and it smells delicious even from here. don't know if it's a steak or not, but we love America, but this is not where we belong. We're in Gullus. We're in Gullus. So what am I saying? I'm Stam giving a nice, you're like, we had a few weeks till Tisha B'Av. Let's enjoy the pool. Let's enjoy before we get to Av. Let's enjoy Shavasar B'Tamas is Sunday. So what's this man sitting here pulling out, you know, the Beis HaMikdash? Give us some time. Let's enjoy. It's hard enough, the 9 days and the 3 weeks, to think about something that is very hard to think about. So I just want to share what I want to share something from the tzaddikim that connects to me, and I want to share it with everybody. And b'schus, that's what I was saying. Let's learn Hilchus Lashon Hara. If everybody here every day can learn one more, and the Chafetz Chaim promises, if you learn Hilchus Lashon Hara, you won't want to talk Lashon Hara. Chafetz Chaim says it. I don't say it. If I said it, I'm a regular person. The Chafetz Chaim said, if we learn Hilchus Lashon Hara every day, you don't have to learn an hour. You learn one halacha, it'll change your life and you won't want to talk Lashon Hara anymore. So listen to this. This is what I want to talk about tonight. Here's a halacha. So we're starting off, Rabbi Yosef, we're starting off in your mishpacha, Michal. I could say this because Michal's not ready for Shaduchim. Michal is an incredible guy. Yay, Michal. That's all I want to say. He came to yeshiva, and oh my goodness. He has a notebook that he wrote, Ashrei mi shebal lekan v'talmudai biyodai. Sits in shir, writes notes, has his own notes about life. His own notes about life, how I could change, how I could be better. Godless. So here's a halacha. Incredible halacha. The halacha says, what is the case if someone asks you about someone else? What did someone say about me? Sometimes we have that. You're not so friendly with somebody. They say, what did that guy say about me? What did that girl say about me? So the Chafetz Chaim says, and you know it's negative, says the Chafetz Chaim, it is permissible to lie for the sake of peace. You're allowed to lie. If someone comes to you and says, what did this guy say? What did this girl say? You're allowed to lie. It's halacha. We all learned halacha together tonight. So it hit me yesterday. I'm going to share a different kivun on this. This is what I think we can work on. You can lie for the sake of peace. I want to be Mechadesh. You could lie to someone else for the sake of peace. But if you lie to yourself, you'll never have peace. If you're not true to yourself, you'll never have peace. People struggle with marriage, not because they struggle with their spouse. And yes, there's always a yoytzim and a klal. I'm not a marriage counselor. Of course, there's always exceptions to the rule. You struggle with yourself, and your spouse brings out the most beautiful thing in the world. And that is, what is your relationship with yourself? And one of the things I think that Gullus does to each and every one of us, no matter if you're learning all day, whether you're a mother, whether you're in seminary, whether you're in yeshiva, wherever you're holding, Gullus and the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash? Who knows what the Beis HaMikdash is? How can we imagine? How can we imagine what the Beis HaMikdash is? What the Beis HaMikdash was, Tamas of, Shivasar B'Tamas. It's like myself included. There's like a sigh when the 3 weeks and the 9 days are over, like finally, okay, it's difficult. There's these stories of the Chafetz Chaim sitting on the floor, had a cup, I think they say, what, Rabbi Kiva Eger, he used to have a full cup of tears. Full cup of tears, my shver. Rabbi Brazil told me the Ribnitzer Rebbe. He remembers going to the Ribnitzer Rebbe. I know many of you go to the Ribnitzer Rebbe. The Ribnitzer Rebbe, my shver, Rabbi Brazil told me he once came Tisha B'Av to the Ribnitzer Rebbe. And the Rebbe was in sackcloth. He said it looked like somebody died. He was Eismensch crying. What's that famous story with the soldier when they liberated 1967? When they liberated, what is it? Ani bocheh, ani lo bocheh. When someone was crying by the Kotel, by the Kaisel, by the Western Wall. They liberated. Could you imagine? They had garbage. They had garbage. They had garbage by the Kotel. They would dump garbage. They say Rabbi Aryeh Levin crawled. He couldn't get to the Western Wall. He was crawling. The tzaddikim, touch. When we touch, what is that? It's thousands of years old. It's the most holy time for the Jewish people. It's the darkest time. The Slonim Rebbe says, when you want to paint a beautiful picture, in Tiras Avis, I don't know if it's the Slonim, but Tiras Avis is from the Talmidei Slonim. And they say, when you paint the picture, Ata Hareisa Ladas, Ki Hashem Ulokim, as we're going to sing, Simchas Torah, Ata, now Simchas Torah is different for all of us. Ata, Harei Saladas. There's nothing more beautiful to stand in Shul. Simchas Torah, Zakte Heilige, the Torah's office says, where does that connection to Hashem begin? When does that begin? It begins by painting dark, a black, dark platform. And then I can paint something so beautiful. You see the beautiful light in the darkness. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of connecting to Hashem, as the Kuznetz Magid says. Kol Reitfeya, listen to this story. This pshat, Kol Reitfeya Hesigua Bein Amitzarim. In Eicha, we're going to say, Mirtz Hashem, we're not going to say. Be'ezus Hashem, we're not going to say. Kol Reitfeh, Yisigua Bein HaMitzarim, says the Kuznetz Magid. Pashup Shad, it just means, whenever they wanted to get us, they got us. During the 3 weeks, during the 9 days, it's a time where we're more careful, because it's a time where Kol Reitfeh, all those who chase after her, after Klal Yisrael, after Tzion, his Sigua, they reach and they're able to accomplish bad things. Hashem Yerachem. Zakta Kuznetz Magid, Kol Roidev Hashem. Could be Masig Hashem during the time of Bein HaMitzarim. Why? Because the king is not in the palace. The king is with us in darkness. The king is with each and every one of us, is within each and every one of me and you, every Jew. And that darkness hurts. And the darkness is hard when you fight with someone who you love, or you don't love someone who you know you're supposed to love. We hurt those closest to us. And sometimes it's hard for us to imagine. What does that mean? What does that mean? To cry for the Beis Hamikdash, kinas, even the art scroll. I don't think it's Lashon Hara, is hard to understand. Even what the art, you have to learn in yeshiva. You have to like harava over the kinas. But I know what we can do. Kol yori roi l'chol yori shemayim. Al hechali efke. Yoimam Valaila, on my Heichel, on my relationship with myself, do I have peace? Sim Shalom is the last bracha of Shmon Esrei. Ace Milchama, Zok the Goyin. Anyone who saw that Goyin that went out, that we just started, Ace Shalom. The Goyin says that day of the that Friday was the beginning of Ace. They say there's 28, 14 Latoiv and 14 Lera. Yudalad Itim Lera, Yudalad Itim Latoiva, Ace Lehoiv, Ace Lesnoi, Ace Milchama. Koheles goes through in the Paragimel. There's a time of laughter, there's a time of eulogy, there's a time to be quiet, there's a time to talk, there's a time to dance, there's a time for war, there's a time for shalom, for peace. You're not going to have peace. We're not going to have peace if I don't start with the peace within myself. That relationship with myself, to learn to love myself, to listen to myself. Maybe I can't relate to the Beis HaMikdash, but al hechali efke, I could cry over the fact that I'm mean to myself. Hurt people hurt people. And the first person you hurt is oneself. Because hurt people hurt people. So if you're hurting someone, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt yourself first. You can only give what you have. You can only love according to your love that you have. You can only mourn the Beis HaMikdash if you're able to realize, if a person is able to realize that I'm missing shalom. I'm missing a relationship, shlemus, with myself, with my mother, with my father, with the people closest to us. Not the person out there, not the person over there. I always say that. I always say that. It's hard. It's hard. And you know who gets hit the most? We get hit, meaning myself. 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 Maybe that's our avodah. As the tzaddikim tell us, Ata haresel adas, ki Hashem ulokim. Ata haresel adas. Ata haresel adas, to see Hashem. To see Hashem. To see within myself Hashem. To bring Hashem more into my life. People think that means, oh, I got to learn more Musar. Maybe it means you got to learn less Musar. And I'll get that challenge from anyone here. Challenge me. Challenge me on that. Because some people need to learn less Musar. They need to learn maybe a little bit more Chassidus. Some people need, not that it's the same thing. Not that, and someone who learns more Chassidus might need to learn Musar. Someone who needs to learn to only you know. Only you know. Only you know. Only we know yourself. That's Alechali. A person's, yes, we're mourning a public, a klal Beis HaMikdash. Uvenei Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh B'mehera B'yameinu. I heard this from my father-in-law many, many, many years ago. B'yameinu means with my days, not in our days. I'm building the Beis HaMikdash. I'm building the Beis HaMikdash. I had a Chiddush today, incredible Chiddush, Igeres Ramban. I've been speaking about it a lot. Igeres Ramban, listen to this. Tisnaig Tomid, Ledaber, Koldvarecha Benachas. The Ramban starts off. Everyone's going to love this one. Meaning, you'll hear. Tisnaig Tomid, Ledaber, Koldvarecha Benachas. So I have a kasha on the Ramban. You could be medayik in every word of the Ramban. He's a Rishon. Rabbi Messner, he's a Rishon. So you could ask, What does that mean? Tesnaig tomid ledaber kol varecha benachas. The Ramban should just say, speak to everybody nicely. What's tesnaig tomid? So we were driving in a car. I had this kasha many, many times ago with learning the Ramban, Igeres Ramban. What does that mean? Tesnaig, be noihig benachas. So my teretz was, it's not just your words. It's your hanhaga. Ready for this one, everybody? This is a killer. How do you say to drive in Hebrew? Nahag. When you're driving, drive benachas. I know that sounds corny, but it's not corny. It's true. As many of you have heard from me, it's not road rage. It's rage. They finished the sentence for me. You don't have road rage. You have rage. You're not a bad driver. Tisnai tumid. And I was thinking, this is even more corny. Ladaber is the horn that's speaking. What do I need to beep at somebody? So someone's going to say, oh, that's what I got to work on? I know I have to work on that. I know I have to work on that. I know I have to work on that, and I don't drive so much. And I drive, and my kids tell me, Tati, you drive so slow. Not because I'm as young as I am. Just because I want to be noig, now I have a Ramban to back me up. Before it was just because I suffer from anger problems and I need to work on my anger. I'm a chavan to the Ramban. Tisnai tomid, ledaber kol varecha. Maybe that'll change your life. Maybe that's building the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I need to do that. Maybe when I drive, maybe I need to learn to not beep the person, let alone that it's in Muncie. I mean, I don't know the demographics of Muncie, but the chances that it's your brother or your sister, both literally and figuratively, are probably, I don't know, who knows demographics here? Elio knows.
Not good on Friday.
Knock a Friday, exactly. But it's the same thing as someone yelling in the kitchen. So, oh, we're talking Musser? Yeah, we're talking Musser, yeah. Yeah, we're talking about learning our speech, and roy lechol yorei shamayim, because that's what's because yeah, I might not be able to touch the Western Wall and the Kaisel, but I could touch the fact that I need to have a better relationship with myself. Because if you speak like that to your wife, and you speak like that to your husband, and you speak like that to your child, and you definitely bump on the horn and act like that, whatever it is, you definitely do that to yourself. Guaranteed. And if anybody wants to challenge me on that, I'll stay here all night and it'll be silly because it's not even a challenge because I know what I'm saying are things that are true because I know what I'm saying is true. And if you're angry at the world, you're not angry at the world. You're angry at yourself. And if you're angry at Hashem, and if you have tainas on Hashem, so tell him. You thought I was going to say something different. Shlaimi, even you thought I was going to say something different.
I knew what other people were going to think.
Oh, very good. I like that. That's good. And if you're angry at Hashem, this I might get some smack for, and I'll accept that a little bit because I'm not really holding in this. Maybe. You know what they say, anger. I'm sure there's some therapists over here. Elio knows. Anger means you're hurt. If you ever see someone act wild and angry, it means they're hurt. It means they're hurting. If your mother gets angry, it means she's hurt. If your father gets angry, it means they're hurt. If your kid is getting angry, it means they're hurt. So maybe I feel that Hashem hurt me. No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. I'm not allowed to. Wait, I don't understand. I banged my knee and it's in pain. You're not allowed to be in pain. I'm not sure what that means. I'm in pain. What does it mean? I'm not allowed to. So maybe I've hurt. Maybe I've hurt. You know what the principle is? Michal? It's the Chavetz Chaim. If you're not honest with yourself, you'll never have peace. You won't have shalom. Maybe that's the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe I have to be honest, more honest. I don't even like saying it like that because it's like the new, I think it's a new word. I'm trying to get rid of the word. Sorry for all the therapists out here or whoever, or people who are in therapy, all this, and it's terrible that I'm doing this. I like the word trauma, the word anxiety, and ready for the new word that I think is on there, authentic. So I want to throw that out also. I don't know what that means. I don't want to say that once you think that you're authentic, you're in big trouble. Once you think, oh, I'm so tuned in to I want to be part of the group of the people who say the truth, who are honest. How about just be honest? How about just be you? You don't have to be you. You don't have to be you. Just like you. It's like I said before, any people who know the 12 steps, people who are familiar with this, it's good for even if you don't, right? Ah, but I'm not an addict. Okay, I'm saying it works for all of us. Let go and let God. How about just let go? How about just let go? Let's start with that. Why don't I try letting go? Maybe you won't get as angry. Maybe you'll be nicer to yourself, and then you'll be nicer to your wife. Then you'll be nicer to your children and to your family.
Want some water?
For me, a little bit, I'm just going to end off with this a little bit. Thank you. No, I'm good. Thank you. I really just want to end off with a personal thing. Thank you, Rabbi Yosef, the Zupnik family. Shev Simchas and Nachas, Yiddish and Nachas and Shalom, inside, outside, overflow. I've been here in America for a week and a half. And I'm a little bit humbled, not a little bit, I'm very humbled. I'm very humbled. You know, Ni'ila is a very funny time. Because Ni'ila is where we have clarity. Where we have clarity. Where we have clarity. It might last for 5 minutes, might last for an hour. But there's a clarity that we all have in Ni'ila. It's like Shabbos. We have clarity on Shabbos. We have clarity on Shabbos, what life is about. The busyness of the world. The busyness of life. The busyness of life wants us to forget that life is short. And La'ana Tahoilech, that a person is going to die, and it's kechalayim, it's like a dream. As one of my favorite pshatim of mace is mem tuf, is either mamon and taiva, or mitzvahs and Torah. When a person dies, was your life about mammon and taiva, or your life was about mitzvahs and Torah? And you don't change that when you're dead. We change that now. We change that now. On a regular, it's not a regular, Erev Shavasa Batamas. Ikvas of the Mashicha. And by Ni'ila, we have clarity. Ein simcha ka taras hasveikis. There's nothing more happy than when you have clarity. Or zaruah latzadik, as we start off Yom Kippur, li'yishrei leiv simcha. We're embarking, all of us, as Klal Yisrael. There are still hostages. It's 2025. The only thing I grew up with was the Holocaust. Anti-Semitism, America, that was Europe. We're good, we're good. Who would have ever imagined in 2025, Who would have ever imagined that in America, that I'm self-conscious walking in New York City, five towns coming off JFK, feeling like, okay, I don't know, it's not Europe. Anyone who's gone to Europe, that makes sense. You go to Hungary, you go to Poland, you could sense the sinner. America? Maybe gula, maybe we're ready for the gula. Anovim, higi azeman, gula sechem. Maybe we're ready. Maybe we're mamish ready. And what do I do? What could I do? I could connect more to me. I could learn al hecholi efke yoimam v'layla. Maybe I'm closer to Hashem than I think I am. Maybe Hashem really loves me. It's one of the pshatim that I say. One of the best pshatim that I love, and anyone can challenge me on this also. I say one of the biggest gehenim is going to be is that you get up to Shemayim and you were good like most of the time. You were good. So the reason you did this, because you thought Hashem is this and is this, and it's all fake news. Because Hashem loved you. Because Shechina Shoyre B'nayim, Shnayim, Echad, who learns Torah, the Shechina rests. That means it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's a Mishnah. Tanoim. That means the Shechina is right here. What is tshuva? Hashivenu avinu l'sarah secha. What is everybody doing here? What is everybody doing here? It's not a pool party. It's not a beer party. This is Yidden coming together to know ourselves better, to love ourselves better, to be a better wife, to be a better husband. I don't care if you're married 80 years. That's a long time. I don't care if you're married 2 years. I don't care if you're married a week. One of my favorite things of Shalom, we don't do it in Yeshiva, I do it now on Zoom. Rabbi Lazarus. Rabbi Lazarus is married. Rabbi Lazarus would come to my Shalom Bayashir. Rabbi Lazarus could be like my grandfather. He's married like Rav Henoch, right? He's married like 75 years. And he'd sit there. He's Zazayin Gezunt. He should be Gezunt. Rabbi Lazarus from Derech. He was the Rosh Shiva. Tzaddik, sitting there like this, while you have a newlywed talking about being a better husband, and Rabbi Lazarus talking about being a better, like sitting there saying like, yeah, you know, you have to learn to talk nicer to your wife. I'm like, buddy, if you didn't get it right now, you ain't gonna get it right ever again. I mean, come on. What are you joking? You making jokes? We're sitting here together. He's wasting his time. You know what the answer is? The answer is ki karav elecha davar ma'od. So you don't have a good relationship with your mother, okay? Well, okay, so what? No, but she's different. So you don't have a good relationship with your mother? No, but he's... What could I do? What could I do? Could I send her a message? Could I daven for her? When's the last time you davened for your mother? And I'm talking about myself. That was right at me. That hurt. Because I love my mother. And anyone who knows my mother, she's an angel. But I got to daven more for my mother. To be closer with my mother. That I can honor. And I try and honor my mother. I'm good like that. But I need to work on myself more. So why is that so crazy? I don't care how long your beard is. I don't care how short your beard is. I don't care how big your yarmulke. Doesn't matter how long any, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where you live. Doesn't matter how old you are. Tapenu, all of us. Nelech, what's the pasuk? Nelech, I need a balkoira over here. Shaya, where are you, Shaya? Benenus, Kenenu, Nelech. That's the gula. Zekenim uskenais. Yerushalayim. Why does it say that? the children and the elders. Why does it say that? Why do Chazal tell us children and mothers and grandfathers? Why? Because it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter. We're all together. We're all in this together. Binareinu, bizkeinenu, neilech, together. That's my ni'ila of this trip for me. I'm blown away. Mamish, anyone who was with me, some of the chevras over here, we were in bomb shelters. Yeshiva, this is what I'm ending off with. The chevras here. Where's Tzvi? Is Tzvi here?
Which one?
Both Tzvi's. Tzvi's also there. Oh, Tzvi, good, good. Sit down. It's good. The bomb shelters, sitting, singing together. V'yiu rachamech, which we're going to end off with. I'm going to end off with that. I'm going to end off with V'yiu rachamech miskoyl l'malam kachecha. We were just in yeshiva. We stayed an extra week in yeshiva. Plus. And then I came right off the boat. I said, that sounds good. I came right off the plane. And I came, the first night was in five towns, packed of yeshiva. This is what it is. My Bein Hazmanim is starting when I get back on the plane. I'm excited for Bein Hazmanim. Because this last week and a half in America for me, I always wanted yeshiva. You guys can mark this down, guys. You guys can mark this down. Abe, you can mark this down. Tzvi, you guys can mark it down. Mark it down, yeah, mark it down. I always wanted yeshiva to go till Shivasar Batamas. Okay, guys come, they work, they go to camp, they this, I respect that. I continued yeshiva till Shivasar Batamas in America. I never thought I would do that. From yeshiva. You know why? Because this is what yeshiva is about. This is what life is about. This is what Yiddishkeit is about. This is it. Doesn't matter whether you're Breslev, whether you're from Brisk, whether you think you're a Brisker, or you think you're a Breslover, or you think you're a Lubavitcher, or you think you're a not a modern this, it's all fake news. It's all fake news. We're brothers and sisters and mothers and daughters. And we're family. And we're going to go together to the Geula because that's what we do. It's not about the gas chambers. It's not about the Holocaust. It's also the pain that Klal Yisrael had from the Holocaust. But I want to tell you something. There's new stuff. I'm not talking about... Let me be clear what I'm saying. People are suffering now. I'm not just talking about the hostages. I'm talking about 8-year-old kids who are being bullied in school. I'm talking about parents who fight like cats and dogs and who can't get along. And children who don't know what Yiddishkeit is, not because they didn't grow up in a shul and they don't have Shabbos, because they don't taste the sweetness of Shabbos. They don't taste it. V'yu rachamechem is goylim. And we're going to bring Mashiach. Everybody here is going to bring Mashiach together, together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, the Zupnik family. Ashreinu, Ashreinu, Ashreinu. Ashreinu, Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu. Geshmak to be a yid. It's zis, it's sweet. It's hard. It's hard. But we're going to get there. We're going to bring the gula together. Let's sing together. Let's sing together V'yu Rachamecha Mizgoylim, which means Hashem have Rachmanis on the Jewish people. Hashem have Rachamim on all the Jewish people. V'yu Rachamecha Mizgoylim Al Am Kachecha Ad Bias Goyl Tzedek. We're going to go together with all of us and all the machloikis and all of the quote-unquote problems are going to disappear. They're going to all disappear because we're going to be that change. We're going to be that change. We are. Look at us. Look at this. Look at this. What time is it?
Time for Mashiach.
Time for Mashiach. Exactly, Zevi. Time for Mashiach. Time for Mashiach. Time for Mashiach. Time for Geula. Time for Geula. Time for love. Time for forgiveness. Oh, wow. I'm standing up. This is my cousin, Hendy Klein. Hindi knows.
I know.
Know what Hindi does all day? No, well, you came to the front over here. I didn't know. You okay?
Come say hello to you.
Okay, thank you. Hindi, I want to tell you what Hindi, my dear, dear, dear cousin, does. Anyone who knows Dr. Klein, Hindi Klein, know what she does all day? She's like a Rebbe. Do you know what Rebbes do all day? Do you know what the Tzaddikim do all day? They say from the Rebbe of Meilach, it's one of my favorites, from the Rebbe of Meilach, that they would come, listen to this, Hindi. The Rebbe of Meilach, people would come and write, I need this, I have this problem, I have this problem, I have this problem. And they would give it to him. And he would say, you're telling me what I got to work on. They're giving me a note and a page of what I have to work on. To sit with a Jew, to sit with Yidden, and to hear pain, As I've said on one of the podcasts, I said, I'm saying this live publicly. I can't believe I'm going to say this. This for sure someone might not be happy with. But I like that. So you'll come, we'll talk it out. When a guy comes to me and opens up his heart and sometimes will curse from pain, out of pain, it's the holiest thing. A yid, who said that? One of the tzaddikim, who said that? There's nothing more heilig, than a krechts. Ve'ed yalem in ha'aretz. When a yid is broken, as the Kutzker says, there's nothing more whole than a broken heart. When a yid, I was talking about my cousin Hindi. No, I'm being serious. You know what schus it is to listen to your wife when she's hurting? You know what a schus is to listen to your husband when he's hurting? Do you know how holy that is? Do you know how holy it is when a yid is broken and they vent? I'm not just saying that to make Hindi feel good. I'm saying it also to make Hindi feel good. To sit yoimam v'layla with our brothers and sisters, to have a shoulder to lean on, to have someone, anyone here who is going to be a therapist, to be a Rebbe, to be there for a child, to be there for somebody else, to be a shoulder to lean on. You know how holy that is? That's the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Beis HaMikdash. You know what it is to be there for yourself? That's the Chiddush. To be there for yourself, to cry for yourself, within yourself, for yourself, and say, Hashem, I need to feel more love from you. Hashem, I want to feel closer to you. No, I'm not satisfied. No, I'm not satisfied. I need a shidduch. I don't want to wait. No, it's hard for me, my relationship with my mother. No, it's hard for me, my relationship with my wife. We don't have a good marriage. I'm done. I want to feel love. I want to stop hurting. That's so holy. That's so beautiful. See, I was wrapping it up, Hindi, till you came over here, Hindi. Thank you, my cousin Hindi. What a schus I have. Everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you. I'm saying this again because even if you heard this before, because this was a chiddush, Hindi, I just made this up. Are you a good listener? No. How's it go? One second. Oh, are you, Hindi, listen to this. Are you a good listener or you're just afraid to talk? That fell min ha-shamayim. Are you a good listener or you're just afraid to talk? Are you a big talker, or you just don't know how to listen? Do you have a lot to say, or you just don't know how to listen? So you know what? Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself and ask yourself deep down, is it me that's the problem? Maybe I need to learn how to listen more. Maybe I don't know how to listen. Hashem should help us all. Mom, the reason I was saying that is because thank you everyone for listening. I have the mic, so it's not fair. Because even if you want to talk, it's not fair. I feel so honored that everyone came. The Zupnik family, thank you for hosting and setting up again. I'm humbled by each and every one of you, by all of us. And let's be zoiche. I think we have to do a fast niggin. Let's be zoiche to the Gula Shlema. B'meheir b'yameinu, thank you, thank you, thank you.
To it's a vesufa, dabru dava villa yakum kima anuke. Ay, to it's a vesufa. Ay, to it's a vesufa, dabru dava villa yakum kima anuke. Ay, to it's a vesufa.
Say my darling, oh, you're my name. Yeah.
Yosef, it's been real, bro.
It's been real.
Until next time.
Thank you so much.
What a journey, brother.
Okay, we found the rings by the washing area. One looks gold and one looks like a little heart situation. If it's yours, pull through.
Over under, you know exactly what I'm talking.